The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, international Bible teacher and author Lisa Bevere, along with special guest Eileen Wilder, describe how they saw themselves before God changed their perspective.
Like I had done so many times before, and just looking in the mirror and just hating, you know, everything
that's so sad
that I saw.
He said, I need you to see everything differently, Lisa.
Learning how to see yourself as God sees you, next.
Lisa Bevere is with us. She is absolutely, and her husband, John Bevere, is a preacher teacher, and she's a teacher. You know, Baptists, we don't call women preachers. You know, they kick us out of the Baptist church. And we said that, but she's a communicator, you know, like Beth Moore. Beth Moore's just a kind of a fiery communicator. Go for it, Beth, that a girl. Well, she is, and she's, by the way, I'm James Robinson, and this is Betty. Lisa is just one of our favorite communicators of truth, and she came here because she had something really heavy on her heart. First thing she had on her heart is she likes what we do in the outreaches of life. She and her husband, John, for years have helped us, but they've also gone to the mission field because missions was in their heart, and they liked what they saw, and they wanted to see it up close and personal. So she went many places, but she was really moved by the fact we were helping those who were trapped in sexual trafficking. And you'll see her in just a little bit and see just how much it moved her. But she had something on her heart that had changed her life and was changing a lot of people's lives, seeing it from God's point of view. She had written a book that was called, It's Not How You Look, It's What You See. Well, we see things that the enemy oftentimes takes and so distorts that we can see ourselves in a very unrealistic view. And the enemy is trying to destroy the purpose of God in our lives. And she says, if you'll just see it from God's point of view, was she came in and taught this series, and I'm telling you, it was incredible. What a blessing. She's here, and she's got a friend that she brought named Eileen Wilder that got totally changed by what Lisa was teaching. It's really hard to believe. You know, women really have a struggle with self-image and how they feel and so forth, you know. And look in the mirror and they go, oh, my goodness. Hey, listen. You need to see yourself through God's eyes. And both these women understand what that's like. Would you welcome Lisa and Eileen to Life Today? Eileen, we're glad to see you. Lisa, we're glad to see you. And you know, Eileen, you're a beautiful girl, and yet I know that you were attacked in the way you looked and everything about you, and then you began to do the silliest things to try to correct it, and Lisa helped you. Tell us about the struggle. Yeah, tell us about what went on.
That's exactly right, James. It was really a few years ago where I had gained the freshman 15 in college, but I really thought they said the freshman 35. So I was overweight and I was trying to figure out how to manage that. And I fell into just overeating and then bulimia and then swung the other direction into undereating and suffered with anorexia. I had doctors telling me, if you don't get well, you're never going to have kids because I had
lost... You actually stopped having periods, right?
I did. I had lost my monthly cycle because I had just messed up my body's rhythm so dramatically. So my doctors told me if you don't seriously treat yourself, you won't have children. So that, you know, really led me to a place of desperation. And I remember one day just collapsing in my dorm room in front of the mirror like I had done so many times before and just looking in the mirror and just hating, you know, everything
that's so sad
that I saw. I still remember the pain and the emotion that I felt, and I was so frustrated and angry at myself because I wanted to see myself as how God saw me, but I could not figure out how to do that. Couldn't figure out how to get it from my head to the inside. And that is when I came across this teaching that Lisa did. And she had a comment that she wrote in her book where she talked about, you know, the antidote to get to being so self-conscious isn't good self-esteem or hearing just how great you are or pumping yourself up. The real antidote to self-consciousness is to become unconscious. And how we become unconscious is we become so aware of God and His will that we lose sight of ourself and its will. So I saw that what I was chasing after, I would get it, but it would come as a byproduct of immersing myself in the greatness of our God. And so that's what I did. When I read that, it positioned me and postured me totally differently, and I received healing as a result of reading this book.
How did you get the insight to share these things, Lisa?
Well, I had also wrestled with an eating disorder. It sounds so familiar. I'd come home from 15 years of age, walked into my house one day, and my dad just said, "Get over here." And I thought, What'd I do? And he said, "Turn around." And I turned around, and he said, "You're fat." And he said, "No guys are ever gonna like you. What do you weigh?" He said, "You go weigh yourself right now." And I remember shaking and thinking, "Wait a minute, I'm just growing." And I went back, and I had gained about, I had gained about 20 pounds that I thought I was just growing. And I was slightly overweight. And my dad sat me down. He said, "You need to lose this weight. If you don't lose this weight," and he just like berated me. And I did the same thing. I went into my bedroom. I stripped down into my bra and underwear, stood on my bed. And all I could see was a headless reflection. And I hated my body. I thought, that is something that is an enemy. That must be controlled. That
Dear
must
God.
Be punished. And so from 15 to 21, I wrestled with an eating disorder. Then I became a Christian, and God began to talk to me and said, "You know what? Anything that's important to you is important to me." He said, "I'll perfect those things that concern you." He said, "A diet changes the way you look, but a fast changes the way you see." He said, "I need you to see everything differently, Lisa." And so I remember I began to look at food different. We were talking in the back about brownies, and you were like, "These brownies over there, they're calling to me." Well, you know, freedom isn't...
I didn't eat any of them.
But I didn't answer the call. But he
That's
could've.
Victory.
But see, I really believe that God gives us all things freely to enjoy. So I think... having one
Just
brownie.
Just don't let it control you.
Exactly.
Don't let it possess you. Yeah.
Paul said all things are lawful,
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to be mastered by anything.
That's
I was
great.
Mastered by food.
Yeah.
I was mastered by my weight. I was mastered by other people's responses to me.
By what your dad said.
By what my dad said, by what boyfriend said, by what my mom said, by what my girlfriend said. I was completely controlled by other people, and it was an idol to me, James. And my weight was an idol to me, and the way I looked was an idol to me. And an idol is something that we draw strength from and give our strength to. And I remember you said you had wrestled with an eating disorder from when to when? From what age to?
15 to 21.
15, okay, 15 same to 21. Same span as mine.
Yeah.
And you said, we were talking on the phone, that when you identified it. See, the thing is, when all of a sudden it's not just coming in our head, but we can actually identify. You said when you identified it as an idol, what happened?
It just broke. I mean, when Lisa clarified that in this teaching, it was like scales came off my eyes. I mean, really. And I saw that that's exactly what I was doing. All that attention, all that trying to achieve, feeling better about myself, losing weight, all of it, I had given all of that focus to an idol that was not going to love me back.
You know, you've watched and heard and listened to every single thing that Lisa taught. And see it where she takes those truths and she tries to expand them into virtually every area, where you're actually looking at everything, you know, from God's point of view. What do you see here that you think is going to be so meaningful to our viewers and others if they will begin to see it as she teaches in the series?
Yeah, well, Lisa, in this series, just unpacks the how. This is how you're going to be able to see what God actually sees. And that's the biggest struggle that we have. And you know, the thing I love about Lisa is it's more than words on a page or a voice that you're hearing. I don't know about you, but when I hear Lisa, I feel like I hear epic music happening. And there's like a whole like Braveheart sort of Mel Gibson, like waving like freedom, you know? And you know, it's like there's something beyond the words and the voice. What Lisa carries, it awakens a fierceness of spirit. And
I agree with that.
That's what it did Absolutely. With me, and I truly believe it will do for anyone who gets a hold of these.
Well, you know, I admire and appreciate what I call divine enabling. anointing. Anointing is not passing out. Anointing is divine presence, manifest presence, and enabling, and it is gifting. It's the glory of God. That, do you agree that's what's on her?
Absolutely.
That there's an anointing and a presence, and here's the deal. It can be on all of us as believers, and we don't have to be a teacher, but we can go out and have a joy and a peace and a confidence that is brave heart-like freedom. Freedom.
That's right. That's absolutely right. No.
Didn't it help, too, though, to know that you weren't alone in your battle? Because that's what the enemy seeks to do, to separate us and make us think we're the only ones that really have it bad like this, and there's no hope, no way out. But when you hear someone's testimony that shows you a way,
and
that make a difference.
Yeah, that's at least she's so real, and in these teachings, the stories, I mean, you do feel like just what you said. I mean,
you have a position in a church now. Where, in Washington?
Yes.
D.C. Or state?
D.C. Is Washington, D.C.
They're both, both Washingtons are a little bit shaky right now by the way they think. Would you agree that D.C. needs a visitation from divine providence?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But what do you do there?
Yeah, I'm the creative pastor at my local church called Capital City Church, and on team there, and I also write, trying to share some of my story.
And you're a worshiper, right?
And, that's right. And, I, and you know, really, after I read this book, a couple things happened. My purpose started becoming unfolded, because when I started seeing that I had to immerse myself in becoming...
In him.
I started that process just by daily worshiping, and
so it wasn't something you pursued. It was something that came out of the overflow.
It did. It came out of the overflow. My pastors invited me to lead worship, and then became a pastor on staff, and it really was a result of this teaching.
I want to encourage you to get it. And with all my heart, I ask you to get the teaching and give Lisa a chance. Here's the thing I want you to know, and this is so amazing what our staff does. They get the CDs and DVDs so you can get what you want there and also get the book. But now they've got this little USB, and I feel like it needs to be called something more. You've got this big package, and you've got this little deal that sticks in the USB. I still think it has a different name that you call that. But anyway, it works, and it has the entire DVD series, all the teaching, and we want you to get it. You say, James, why do you do these things? Because God loves you, and God has put love in our heart for you that you might see Him as He is, so you become who you're to be in Him and allow Him to be who He is in you. Lisa, what is your prayer when you did this series and you poured your heart out and you came here to the studio and taught all the women that were here to help them with the hope of helping the world? What was the hope in your heart as you were pouring your heart out?
I saw in my spirit a whole generation of people rising up. I saw people seeing up close what other people have only seen at a distance. I saw people speaking out loud what other people have only whispered. I saw people laying hands on the promises of God. I saw what we declared in Hebrews. I saw people making justice work, toppling kingdoms, and taking the promises of God for themselves. You know, I saw a whole generation of people making a God connection. Instead of allowing everybody else to tell them who they are, they began to make a God connection and discover who they are in Him.
You said in reference right then that you not only want to see something happen to the people who listen to what you're sharing and really get caught up in Him and in His Word and His truth and the liberating power of it, but you experienced a greater joy also when you knew that we were actually going to take this series and use it in a very special and specific way to rescue people from sexual predation. Why is that so big in your heart?
Well, first and foremost, you sent me there. I got to see it. I got to see firsthand the faces. I got to hear the stories. And I will have that imprinted on my spirit for the rest of my life. When you see something like that, then you find out you can actually do something. It isn't just crying about it. It isn't just compassion. It's action. And so I love the fact that I could take what was a gift on my life and I could use the influence on my life and empower other people to see what they could do as well. And so I love the connection of being able to be generous with the gifting on my life, the finances on my life, and to give it to people who I knew that could take it and make love work.
One of the things that viewers will ask, and people sometimes come to me and ask, does it really work, yes, what the missionaries or relief workers are doing? Do these people really get set free and changed? Do they have a new life? Does the program work? Now, you've been there. Yes. You've been there more than once. Yeah. You've been to many places. Tell us, does it work?
It works, and it works because it's not just one-fold. It's holistic. They are meeting them on every need. They're not just rescuing them. They're educating them. They're getting a whole nother generation to have an awareness of what is going on, and it's putting them in a church. It's getting them in a family, and when you put people back in the family, then God begins to move in a nation, and I really believe it is the structure. They're life centers. They're not just help centers. They're life centers. That's, I really believe it is a God-ordained mandate because you'd hit every area of their lives.
Well, you know, Aline, this is what we do. When you see the passion there and what, you know, what has been inspired, how do you feel about knowing you're a part of that?
I think it just, it keeps, this is what it's all about. It's all about the rescue. We've been rescued, you know, and it was for a purpose, and that's what we're here for. We need to be involved. We need to be outreaching. We need to be doing this. Mm-hmm.
If you appreciate the testimonies you've heard, you say thanks to Eileen and to Lisa. Lisa, you're a treasure. Give our love to John and the family.
I will.
And Eileen, I just pray that God continues to bless you. We pray for the city where you minister, that God will give us an awakening that is all over the nation and all over the world. I think that if we're going to see Jesus revealed, it's going to be because we're doing the things that He does. Mm-hmm. We're doing it to the overlooked and the least of these. I want to compliment those of you who are frequent and even faithful viewers of Life Today. In my opinion, you're the greatest demonstration of the life and love of God that I've witnessed. Now, I've told you and I repeat it. I commented once in the presence of one of our lead missionaries, these missionaries are the greatest Christians on the face of this earth. And the missionary, no, James, may I please correct you? The greater Christians are the ones who enable us to be here, doing what we do, and that would be you. I want you to watch what Lisa referred to. Watch her. I believe you'll be moved as she was, and I think you will make all the difference in someone's life. Watch closely and prayerfully.
During their recent trip to Southeast Asia, the Life Mission team met a young girl whose history is all too common in the world of human trafficking. Shrey Ni grew up in a poor village and was suddenly orphaned at 8 years old. She lived on the streets, picked through garbage, and eventually worked as a household servant. One day, an older woman persuaded her to go to the city with her for a better job. As in most cases, this offer was a lie, and Shrey Ni was sold to a brothel when she was a young girl, and thus began the lifestyle of pain and abuse that has left Shrey Ni broken and desperate.
I'm sitting here with a very brave young girl, Shrey Ni. I have to realize that she represents the 2 million children that are at risk. If we do not rescue the children, they're gonna end up right where she's at, trapped in the chains of human trafficking.
After sharing her story with the team, Shrey Ni said she had a question for Lisa.
All right, so the question that she asked was, before I had a family and before I got married, if I ever went through anything like she's been through. Okay, so you know why she's asking me that? She's saying, I want to know that you know how I feel at some level. I know you're not where I'm at, but I want to know that you're not judging me and you understand my pain. What she's saying is, I want to know I'm not alone. I want to know there's somebody out there that understands me, will not judge me, and can be touched with what I have gone through. And what now will you tell her? That not the same struggles, but that I was a very broken sexual woman, and that I made a lot of bad choices, but that Jesus Christ came into my life. He healed every broken place in my life, and He gave me a new beginning. Can you tell her that?
This
young girl has a dream. God has a future for her. And we are so excited that you want to be part of this, establishing this and rescuing life.
Lisa, I noticed as you watch that, you just, tearing your heart out. We can help them, can't we?
We can, and we are, and it's magnificent. She will always be imprinted on my heart. I remember her words to me after we got done. She looked at me and she said, "Nobody has ever cried for me." And, you know, we can cry here, and that's one thing. To shed a tear, it shows that we have compassion, but compassion and action means that we do something. And because we can, we should.
Well, that's my prayer, and I feel sometimes so inadequate. Don't you, Betty? I just want everybody to say, "I'll rescue a child." It costs us, and this is the way the missionaries and relief workers give us the reports. They say it costs an average of $128 to rescue one, take care of them, get them on a new journey. That's amazing to me. And we have people who say, "Oh, I want to help. I want to help a lot of them," and 1,280 will help 10. But those are figures. But it breaks it down into how you give them a safe house or help us build a place for them or just take care of them. Betty, and our viewers have made it possible, or we wouldn't be coming back. Because if people won't help, it's like Lisa said, we can just all sit here and cry. And we can weep. I mean, you know, that my head will water and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I can weep day and night for the slaying of the daughter of my people, Jeremiah said. And I weep. But hey, listen, we can do more than weep. And the only reason we bring it back is because our viewers have been willing to say, "I'll rescue one."
Absolutely. And you know, James, as I was listening to Lisa there and that precious girl ask her that question, if she had ever experienced anything as horrible as what she was going through. Yes, she was wanting to know, can anyone relate to what I'm going through, been through? But also, I think she was searching for hope, saying, can I get through this? Can I survive this? Only if we'll offer the hope. And that hope is through Jesus Christ mm-hmm. and the love of Jesus Christ. And that's through giving them what they need. They need a safe place to go, a safe place to be, that they will know that they are loved.
You know, we ask you to give, to bless, and you may wonder, well, why do you always offer us something, you know, like this teaching series and maybe a book from Lisa? Because it's like giving water to thirsty children. It's like giving food to the hungry. In other words, we believe that you are important to God as much as any of those children, and we want to help you be free. We love you. You may not be experiencing that pain, but there are areas of your life where, like the testimonies you've heard, where I need help, like Lisa shared, and you can see things from God's point of view and be set free and be helped. So we want to send you something to say thank you, but we can't help those precious children, those girls and those who are caught without your help. Would you dial the number and take a bank card and today use it in perhaps as worthy and worthwhile a way as possible? Would you make a $128 gift, or maybe $64 is all you could do, but it'll be matched with another person who does that, and we've rescued another. Some of you may be able to rescue 10. We're trying to reach hundreds and even thousands who need our help. Would you help one? Would you just do what you can? Use your bank card, call, and make that gift, or go online. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We want to bless you. But know this, you are truly helping rescue those Jesus gave his life to reach and to redeem, to rescue. Thank you for helping us. Thank you so much for helping.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this existence. Today, with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Lisa Bevere's powerful new series, See It, on audio CD, along with her companion book, It's Not How You Look, It's What You See, In this new series, Lisa equips you to see a new perspective for your life, one of great possibilities, not limited by the world, but defined by God, who sees your future and created you to be a unique blessing to those around you. With your gift of $128 to help rescue a child, you may request the book along with See It on CD and DVD, or choose USB flash drive, which includes all the messages in both audio and video. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
God's dream for you is the enemy's nightmare, and you must find out what his dream was when he began to write your life before you drew your very first breath. You need to find out, why did you create me? If there is no neutral thing, if there is no neutral ground, what is it about me that is so terrifying to the enemy that he has distracted me, that he has diminished me, that he has divided me from where I needed to be connected? And you know, if he can't distract, divide, or diminish, he will try to destroy you. So I don't know what your past has been, but I do know that God wants to position you for something new for your future.
And I just pray, Father, I pray that every person watching would simply do what they can, but that they would also allow you to do what you long to do in their yes. heart, to enable them to see things from your point of view, to see it clearly in a transforming way. In Jesus' name. Thank you for watching. I do hope you'll get to this incredible teaching series and the book. And I hope you appreciate it. Lisa and Eileen, would you join saying thanks again for being with us. God bless you. Bless you and your leadership there in our great leading city. Thank all of you so much for watching. Thank you for your help.
God's way tomorrow.
You are not made to live safe. You are not made to live scared. You are made to live large.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.